Good evening, Peace Church, and welcome to worship. Thank you to everyone who checked in and joined us last week for worship. If you are worshiping with us this evening, click on the link in the description below to check in. If you found us on Facebook this evening, the check-in link is in the comments. During this time, our offerings will be collected in two ways. If you are still able, you can continue to send in any contributions through the mail or give electronically by visiting www.peacechurch.org/give. If you know of someone that doesn't have access to a computer, we encourage you to call them and worship with them over the phone. We want to make sure that everyone is still connected during this time when we are urged to stay apart. Lastly, if we can be of any assistance during this time, please don't hesitate to contact the church office. From all of us here at Peace, thank you for joining us this evening. Now let's begin our worship with the singing of our opening hymn.
Welcome to our Wednesday night Lenten worship service. Great to have you with us. We make our beginning in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. O God, the Father in heaven, have mercy on us. O God, the Son, Redeemer of the world, have mercy on us. O God, the Holy Spirit, have mercy on us. King of glory and Lord of might, deliver us from evil. King of glory and Lord of might, save us in temptation and trial. King of glory, you were enthroned in a manger at your birth. You were condemned, though your life was holy and good. You were brought low by rejection. You were marked with suffering and pain. You were judged by those you came to save. You were crowned with thorns and robed in mockery. You were wounded and bore in your flesh the anguish of us all. You were raised up and enthroned upon the cross. You were despised by men and forsaken by God. You were swallowed up in death and laid in the grave for us and for our salvation, that we who were dead in sin might be made alive forever, that we who caused your suffering might be set free from suffering, that we who were made unclean by evil might be made holy and declared just, that we who raised you up on the cross might learn to walk in its way, that we who lost our joy might be led to rejoice and hope again, that we who live in fear might be granted courage to live by faith. We ask you, Lord, to hear us. O Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. O Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, have mercy on us. O Lamb of God, you take away the sins of the world, grant us peace. For your willingness to be born among us as one of us, yet without sin, we give you thanks, O Lord. For your choice to suffer in our place and to die in our stead, We give you thanks, O Lord, for your sacrifice that gives us forgiveness, life, and salvation. We give you thanks, O Lord. Let us pray. O Lord, you are holy and mighty and suffer the mockery of no one except where you have chosen to suffer for us. Grant us your Spirit and the full measure of his grace and wisdom, that we may not defame our Lord Jesus in word or deed, but live in faithfulness to him who bore all things for us and for our salvation. Through your Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our reading this evening is from Matthew 27, beginning with verse 27. Then the governor's soldiers took Jesus into the praetorium and gathered the whole company of soldiers around him. They stripped him and put a scarlet robe on him, and they twisted together a crown of thorns and set it on his head. They put a staff in his right hand. Then they knelt in front of him and mocked him. "Hail, King of the Jews," they said. They spit on him. They took the staff and struck him on the head again and again. And after they had mocked him, they took off the robe and put on his own clothes on him. Then they led him away to crucify him. This is the gospel of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Well, when we look at the king mocked this evening, I've got two examples from the Old Testament heroes that were mocked. Samson is blinded and mocked, and David is mocked by Goliath. God's payback is direct retribution. So they shaved off his hair, gouged his eyes out, chained him to a grinding wheel. And if that wasn't enough, they weren't finished with Samson. How can we make more sport of him by chaining him just to a grinding wheel? Let's have a public celebration to our God, Dagon, for defeating our enemy, Samson. Let's make a public spectacle of him by chaining him to the two pillars of the temple of Dagon. And then we'll seat a large audience on the roof for a great view of our enemy and make fun of his condition. God is not mocked. Galatians 6:7. Do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows. The Philistines reaped what they sowed in mocking God and his servant Samson. Samson prayed for strength as he braced himself between the two pillars and pushed with all of his God-mighty power. And the temple fell on Samson and all. And it says in the Bible that Samson killed more in his death than he killed in his life by killing the Philistines. You mock God, and God will pay you back. A giant taunts the army of Israel for 40 days. This giant defies the living God. The soldiers in God's army quake in their proverbial boots. A young man is bringing supplies from his father to his brothers on the line of battle. All the soldiers are fearful except for this one shepherd boy. His name is David. Saul and his army see a giant. David sees a giant killer called the Lord of Hosts. The difference was their focus. David reasoned that he had killed a lion, he had killed the bear, and this giant is no different than the lion or the bear. David reasoned that God had taken care of him as a shepherd of the sheep, and God would take care of him as he met this giant. Goliath said to David as David came to him, "Am I a dog that you come with me with sticks?" And the Philistine cursed David by his gods. "Come here," he said, "and I'll give your flesh to the birds and the wild animals." At that, David charged Goliath, and this is what he said to Goliath. "You come against me with sword and spear and javelin, but I come against you in the name of the Lord Almighty, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. This day the Lord will deliver you into my hands, and I'll strike you down and cut off your head. This very day I will give the carcasses of the Philistine army to the birds and the wild animals, and the whole world will know that there is a God in Israel. All those gathered here will know that it is not by sword or spear that the Lord saves, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands. God is not mocked. Do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows. You mock God, and you will face retribution from God." So please note how the difference is, how God responds to mocking his son, Jesus the Christ, by not retribution on his enemies. So Jesus is mocked by the Roman soldiers. He's stripped naked. A scarlet robe of a soldier is placed upon him. A crown of thorns is embedded into his scalp. And a scepter, a reed, is placed in his hands by which they strike the king forever. And when they strike him with his scepter, the soldiers spit on him. They strike him and they mock Jesus. Jesus is humiliated in front of the soldiers and eventually in the front of God's people just as well. He's stripped naked, looked down upon by Roman soldiers because he is a Jew. He's humiliated by wearing a purple robe of a Roman soldier's. These thorns, they were not put on gently, this crown, but embedded right into his scalp, and the blood flows down his face. They spit on him. They strike him with their hands and their fists, and they mock the Son of God. What will God do? Will he not bring judgment on these soldiers and these people? We have seen God's payback in the past. He paid back for Samson's death, and he paid back the lion as well, who heckled Israel's army. After all, this is God's son. He should not be mocked. The soldiers are sowing what they should reap, God's retribution. But there is no retribution. What? Why not? God's payback is different in this time. God's payback is this. Jesus did not utter a word of rebuke. Jesus went willingly to the cross, and Jesus rose from the dead. God's payback is this. Jesus did not utter a word of rebuke. Not one word. Jesus willingly went to the cross for the sins of those who mocked him. Why would God do this? This makes no sense. Isn't this the God who set an eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth? Samson's eyes were gouged out, and retribution was made for all. David killed the Goliath, the one who mocked God. The Roman soldiers mocked the Son of God, and there is no retribution. Imagine this if Jesus would have used his divine powers. He could have had divine retribution on the soldiers. He could have had divine retribution on his enemies. And he could have had divine retribution on you and me because we are God's enemies by our sin. You see, we too have mocked Jesus. When we roll our eyes to the demands of his law, we have thought the law doesn't pertain to us, not me. I don't have to obey that. I can break God's commandments because he's a God of love and he will not hold me accountable. We've prayed to the God of creation as our bellboy. Get me this and get me that. We don't treat him as the King of kings and the King of all creation. We look down on God when our needs are not met. We have judged God with contempt when it isn't our time to be filled with joy. When we live in a land of uncertainty, where is God? Why isn't he serving me? We have judged God by our disrespectful attitude to our parents, our spouse, our family, members of people who are in authority over us. We have taken our sin too lightly. Do not be deceived. God cannot be mocked. A man reaps what he sows. Jesus is mocked, so we will not be mocked for eternity. Jesus is mocked to rescue us from death for eternity. Jesus takes all this mockery, all this sin, all the disdain, all this disrespect that you and I dish out into his flesh on the cross for the sins of the entire world, yours and mine. Jesus destroys the power of sin by his death on the cross. His burial signifies that our sins have been buried with him. His resurrection signifies that our sins, the sins of the world, have been paid for in full. St. Paul wrote in Romans chapter 14, "If we live, we live to the Lord, and if we die, we die to the Lord. We belong to the Lord. For this reason, Christ died and returned to life, so that he might be the Lord of both the dead and the living." We live a new life in Jesus. When we die, we are still living in the Lord. In our baptism, in the faith given to us by God's Holy Spirit, we can face death with a certain hope that we are with Jesus. So why didn't God give direct retribution when the soldiers mocked him? Listen to these words from Matthew chapter 5, beginning with verse 38. "You have heard it said, eye for an eye and a tooth for a tooth. But I tell you, do not resist an evil person. If someone strikes you on the right cheek, turn to him the other also. If someone wants to sue you and take your tunic, let him have your cloak as well. If someone forces you to go 1 mile, go with him 2 miles. Give to the one who asks you, and do not turn away from the one who wants to borrow from you." Jesus was willing to turn the other cheek. That is grace. That is what we are called to live as well. People of grace, people of mercy, who do not count the sins against us, but live like Jesus. Love your neighbor as you love yourself. But how are we supposed to do that in a time of uncertainty? There's a lot of anxiety in our society. This is a great time to pop and pray. Let's face it, you and I are caught up in the hysteria of our culture. But we can be counterculture with certitude and certainty. We must be vigilant, we must be wise, we must take precautions to protect ourselves and others. We must practice good hygiene. We also must pray for a cure for COVID-19. Pray for our first responders, that they have the necessary equipment to protect themselves. Pray that our country has the necessary test kits to help remove this high level of anxiety and uncertainty. Pray that God will use you and me as we share our faith, that no matter what, nothing can separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus, as St. Paul writes in Romans chapter 8. Knowing all these things, we are more than conquerors through Him who loved us. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation, will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. In times of uncertainty, trust in God. Trust in Jesus Christ as your Lord and your Savior. Trust that God will give you the strength, give you the courage to meet death when it comes your way. Trust that God will give you the strength to witness your faith in times of uncertainty. And all God's children say, Amen. At this time, we offer our prayers and we take our offerings just as well. And our offerings are to support the work that God has given Peace Lutheran Church. We encourage you is to continue to support us through mailing in or possibly electronic. Thank you very much. In our prayers this evening, we remember our first responders. They don't have enough equipment. We remember the people in our country because of the high anxiety of not having enough test kits. Lord, we pray for our first responders. Keep them safe. Give them the necessary means that they need to protect themselves. We pray for masks. We pray for shields. We pray for gloves. We pray for all of the necessary equipment to keep our first responders healthy. We thank you for our men and women who serve us in the armed forces. We thank you for the men and women who serve as police. We serve also our firefighters. We thank you, Lord, for the people who drive vehicles around, just taking care of the necessary needs that we have. We pray, Lord, give us the necessary equipment that we need, and especially test kits, Lord. We as a country should be able to make these a lot faster, and I pray, Lord, help us to make them faster, help us to have more people tested so that our anxiety level will go down. We pray for our leaders at the local level, our state level, and our federal government level. Give them wisdom, give them courage. It's not about one party or another, because we are the United States of America. Help us to be united people living under our government. When we are told to shelter in place, Lord, help us to shelter. Keep us safe. Help us, Lord, to be your servant. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Almighty and everlasting God, you despise nothing you have made and forgive the sins of all who are penitent. Create in us new and contrite hearts that, lamenting our sins and acknowledging our wretchedness, we may receive from you full pardon and forgiveness through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit now and forever. Amen. Almighty and everlasting God, through your only Son, you blessed our blessed Lord. You commanded us to love our enemies, to do good to those who hate us, and to pray for those who persecute us. Therefore, we earnestly implore you that by your gracious working, our enemies may be led to true repentance, may have the same love towards us as we have towards them, and may be of one accord and of one mind and of one heart with us as your whole church through Jesus Christ our Lord, who has taught us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. We pray Luther's evening prayer together. We pray, I thank you, my heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, your dear Son, that you have graciously kept me this day, and I pray that you would forgive me all my sins where I have done wrong, and graciously keep me this night, for into your hands I commend myself, my body and soul, and all things. Let your holy angel be with me, that the evil foe may have no power over me. Amen. Go in peace and serve the Lord.